Packet Pushers.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Packet Protector, the podcast at the intersection of networking and security. I'm Jennifer JJ Manella, here with Drew Conry Murray, as always, although I shouldn't say that because we've had a couple of solo rides recently. But we're both here today, and on today's show, we're going to get into the intersection of performance and security with our episode sponsor, Palo Alto Networks. Autonomous Digital Experience Management, or ADEM, that's A-D-E-M, measures network and application performance from the user perspective and gives network and IT teams visibility into the entire data path, including the home user network, the last mile, and WAN, and applications that we're going to dig into a little bit as well. We'll talk about how ADEM can complement your network and security efforts, Palo Alto Networks' approach to measuring and monitoring performance with real-time metrics and synthetic transactions, application acceleration capabilities, the components you need to get ADEM, and how ADEM slots into your network and security operations workflows. Our guests from Palo Alto Networks today are Ankur Bhushan and Subbu Varadarajan. Both are senior directors of product management at Palo Alto Networks.
Yeah, we've got Palo Alto Networks here as a sponsor for today's episode. So Ankur and Subbu, welcome to the podcast. You know, typically we talk about security in relation to things like risk management, but ADEM is about performance. So what's the link between security and network or application performance?
Thanks for having us, Drew. And it's actually wonderful to come and discuss the impact of app acceleration and ADEM in the context of security. So we are looking forward to this discussion. And your question is spot on, because if we are living in what I call like a fast-paced world, and we are also heavily, as enterprises, reliant on applications. So if things are not performing, customers will always find a way to circumvent security. In fact, numerous research from Amazon and Google have already shown as little as 100 millisecond reduction in latency has pushed the top line metrics, business metrics. Mm-hmm. But Palo Alto Networks, being the cybersecurity giant in the world, we want to bring a new aspect to it, which is lack of performance would mean that can increase your enterprise risk, because employees will find a way to circumvent security, and that's not a good thing for you as a CISO person, right? So we wanted to actually take this approach based on first principle and not just think about boosting performance, but we also want to measure it. So that's where my partner, Ankur, comes in from ADEM perspective. He measures it, baselines the performance, and then we can actually help our customers understand how both the products, ADEM and App Acceleration, can work together to help customers deliver the most fast and the most secure app experience.
Yeah, the users are always crafty little buggers, aren't they? They don't mean any harm, but yeah, as soon as something's not working or it's glitchy or it's slow or they think they've found a faster way to do it, they're going to do it.
Yeah, and typically in our world, it's the network that gets the blame, but I think it's true that security also gets the blame, particularly if things are slow or in some way impeded, and so folks tend to find a workaround.
Yeah.
So it sounds like then, this is something I hadn't actually thought, but user experience actually is something that security folks should be thinking about.
I would say absolutely.
So besides this, we're also operating in an environment of distributed work. So how does this complicate the requirement to deliver, you know, good performance, but also good security with folks being anywhere at home, in a branch office, in the office, wherever?
Yeah. So Drew, if you look at it, right, today users work from anywhere. They can work from home, they can work from office, they can work from cafe, they work from airport. As long as they have a connectivity, users always tend to start working either from the mobile devices, either from their laptop. So it could be managed or unmanaged, right? So workplace does not matter. What it matters is that I'm always connected and I'm able to access the resources. Now, if you look at applications, they are also available everywhere. It could be hosted in the private data center in customer side. It could be on the SaaS application, or it could be hosted on the public data centers in the cloud. So users from anywhere, devices, various kinds of devices users access the network from, as well as they are accessing applications which are hosted anywhere. And all the way from user to an application, there are multiple segments which can impact an experience. Mm-hmm. It could be the user's device. It could be the Wi-Fi. They could have a congested network at the airport or even from a home when multiple users are accessing the network at the same time. It could be the internet connectivity, because when we work from home, we do not have business premium internet connectivity, right? It's best case effort basis, which internet service provider provides at our home or at different locations where we work from. So it could be internet. It could be security policies, which may be hindering an impact or access to an application. Or it could be real-time threats, which could be hindering an application access. Or it could be application stack itself, because today's applications are very complicated. The modern applications are built by microservices, and any of the transactions can have an impact which can result into poor user experience.
This is actually what I thought was so interesting about this solution, because, you know, coming out of, you know, networking for a long time, we've had all of these, I don't want to call them piecemeal, but we've had pieces of this type of visibility into a user's experience. I mean, there's all kinds of overlays for Wi-Fi and some things for, you know, VPN or certain applications if you're using, you know, something that's SaaS-based or in the cloud or IaaS or PaaS. And so you get these glimpses, you know, of, okay, this service or application isn't performing well. But I really thought it was interesting to have that one sort of central point where, like you mentioned, is something on the computer itself? Is it struggling? Is it resource constrained? Is it having a problem? Is it the Wi-Fi? Because yeah, are they sitting at Starbucks? Are they sitting at Hilton or at home? Is their kids streaming? I don't know what game the kids are into these days. On their playing, whether, you know, doing something, you know, looking at this and realizing that it goes all the way through the full data path, hopping all the way through at the various networking layers and the services to, you know, DNS, DHCP, et cetera, to figure out what's happening and where that little choke point is all the way to the application. I mean, that's pretty cool from a networking perspective and from a security operations perspective, I think.
Yeah, 100% right. Because what I call it as, right, finding a needle in the haystack. So many things can go wrong when you are working from your laptop, when accessing an application, and again, from multiple devices. You believe it or not, sometimes I'm on my laptop and the same application, within few fraction of seconds, I take up my mobile and start accessing my email. So the devices change, the network environments change, and the way applications behave on different devices and different network environments is completely different. So how do you find it out where the problem is and why it is resulting into a poor user experience? Because that impacts productivity end of the day.
Ankur, do you have any like little anonymous stories you could share? Because I'm thinking of some things I've seen similar to where, you know, weird troubleshooting happened and then we finally figure out that like this bizarre situation was taking place. Do you have any like cool stories you've heard?
Jennifer, I can give you two stories, one for myself and one for one of the customers who gave me their live experience. So for myself, during COVID time, I started working from my garage. So garage was my office space. Mm-hmm. And I was not even aware on my laptop, all I see is the three little icons showing my Wi-Fi is connected. But even from an IT background, I don't know my Wi-Fi is having a good signal quality or a poor signal quality, or am I connected to my guest Wi-Fi? Am I connected to my home Wi-Fi, which is the other Wi-Fi other than the guest? Or am I connected to neighbor's Wi-Fi? To my surprise, when there is a Wi-Fi disconnect at our home, we always share the Wi-Fi connection with our neighbors. And your laptops are sticky in the sense. So wherever they get the better quality, they always tend to keep connected there. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised when ADEM was detected and told me that I'm connected to a Wi-Fi which has a poor quality. And when I clicked on my Wi-Fi connection, I saw I was connecting to my neighbor's Wi-Fi. And all the way I was thinking that either it's my secure access, which is a problem, either I don't have a right Wi-Fi coverage, my internet service provider had an issue. So all these different kind of issues was eliminated. With an ADEM, it popped me a notification. The SSID which I'm connecting has a poor quality. When I checked my Wi-Fi, it was showing my neighbor's Wi-Fi connection.
And that's when you walk next door and said, hey, can you upgrade? Because I'm not having a great experience here.
All I did was I went to my laptop and say, forget that Wi-Fi connection, which was my neighbor. So the laptop always tried to connect to the old Wi-Fi connection, which you have saved on your laptop.
Right.
So from there onwards, I was always connected to my home Wi-Fi and I had a better quality.
That happens to me all the time with labs because we're always spinning up Wi-Fi security labs, like with different vendors in the house. And I forget my phone or laptop will connect to one and suddenly I have access to nothing.
I'll give you another example. This I directly hear from one of my customers. The customer's executive was on a travel and they were at the airport. They have to jump onto some call and they would have to access some their enterprise application. When they were having a performance degradation, you are at the airport, right? You don't have a choice. You will connect to the same Wi-Fi what you are available at the airport. What will you do? And you don't even think a second time that the Wi-Fi can be a problem because that's the only thing which is available for you to connect. On their communication, they check with their IT that, hey, I'm having a poor connection. Can you check what's going on? And that's the thing what their IT told me, that they logged into the ADEM, searched for their executive name, directly went to their user experience, and it said that Wi-Fi had a very poor quality and it was completely congested. So now you cannot change the Wi-Fi. What do you do, right? That time as a workaround, IT was able to tell, hey, why don't you try connecting to your hotspot connection on your phone? So at least you have a better experience at that moment in time. And when they moved to the hotspot of their mobile phone and they were able to have a good application experience. So within a fraction of seconds, they were able to diagnose where the problem is and what they can do to come out of that situation so that the work is going on and there is no disruption in the productivity.
So we are talking about autonomous digital experience management, ADEM. That's a lot of words there, but let's kind of dig in and put some technical detail around it. There are some key components of ADEM that we need to understand. And the first is an endpoint agent. Can we sort of walk through what that agent is doing?
So the solution what we have as a part of ADEM is, right, it is natively integrated experience with our Global Protect client. Now, Global Protect client is a security client which lets you connect securely to access an application. So it connects to Prisma Access, and then you can access your SaaS or a private application. The ADEM is natively integrated with their Global Protect. So customers do not need to manage a separate software or lifecycle management. So there is no operational overhead to manage as a separate agent on the laptop. So that's first.
Ankur, for those of us that are a little less savvy about the portfolio here, so the Global Protect agent, is that what you guys use with SASE? Is that a VPN agent? What all does that do? Just educate us on that.
I will not say it's a VPN agent. That's a secure connectivity client agent, which runs on the laptop of the user, and it lets you securely connect to the Prisma Access as a service. Now, all your traffic is routed all the way from a tunnel to the Prisma Access. And from the Prisma Access, you can access a SaaS application or a private application. It's a secure access client.
And it can work with, let's say, like a cloud SASE infrastructure in the Prisma ecosystem.
Exactly. It works with Prisma SASE, which is our cloud security solution. It also works with next generation firewall. So same agent, which is a secure connectivity agent. It works with your secure cloud connectivity, which is Prisma Access, as well as next generation firewall.
Okay.
And I think the important point here is that I don't need a separate piece of client software to run and manage. I can get ADEM capability with this Global Protect client.
Exactly, because the whole purpose is to take away an operational overhead from an IT. So we don't want to burden an IT to manage another software running on the endpoint. So it is the same Global Protect based on the ADEM license. That service gets turned on and it starts giving you all the visibility all the way from user's device to an application.
Okay, so this client agent is running on an endpoint device. What is it measuring and how is it doing that?
So Drew, if you look at it, right, on your laptop, many a times you open an application and the application is very slow. It could be a thick application or it could be a web application which you're accessing. It could be UCaaS application. We are on the Zoom call right now.
Yeah.
Anything can be impacted. So when your CPU is running high or your memory is running high or you have a disk queue full length, it can impact your application performance. And you won't believe it, on a laptop, if your battery is low, it will automatically put down the power signals on your Wi-Fi. So even a low battery can impact your Wi-Fi signal quality and it can impact your application experience. So the Global Protect from the device, it provides you CPU, memory, disk queue length, as well as the battery levels. On top of it, it also provides you what are the top five processes impacting a high CPU or a memory on your laptop, all the way from current to the last 30 days. So you know the trend of what is impacting on the end user's machine. Is it a sustained issue or is it a one-time peak, something that happened on your laptop?
So I'm getting some metrics specifically about each individual client, so I can either identify or eliminate client issues as a performance problem.
Exactly. So as I said, it provides you all the metrics from the health of a device, CPU, memory, disk queue length with a top five process. It also provides you Wi-Fi quality all the way from a client, because client is the best point or vantage point to report the actual Wi-Fi, how they are perceiving, right? Because access point is sitting on the ceiling. It's reporting you the Wi-Fi quality for all the clients. But from the client, you get the real quality metrics of how the Wi-Fi connection. It tells you the signal quality. It tells you what 5 gigahertz or what frequency, 2.4 gigahertz, the client is connected, what SSID it is connected, and am I roaming at my own home? Because see, I have a 2-floor story home. Mm-hmm. I can go from ground floor 1 to floor 2. And when I change my access point, it can impact my application experience. So it also tells you whether the client is roaming and which access point is associated to. So that brings the Wi-Fi quality. It also tells you local network at your home, because our home are not enterprise grade routers, right? These are commercial routers, what we have at our home or a coffee shops or an airports. So it also provides latency, jitter, and packet loss to the local router. And then it also provides you health and performance of internet service provider. So let's say I have a Spectrum as a service provider at my home. So it tells me how is my Spectrum performing, not only the first hop, but all the way to an application, hop by hop, every node where the traffic traverses through. It tells me the node performance in the internet service provider network, latency, jitter, packet loss of every node.
So if I'm like connecting from home and it's Spectrum, but then Spectrum is hitting some internet exchange point to get me to a cloud app or a data center, you can tell me that?
Absolutely. So if your Spectrum is connecting to AT&T or Verizon as a peering, so we tell you how that handoff is happening. And when the traffic enters the data center, it also tells you node by node, all the network nodes it traverses through in the data center. It could be the routers or could be the switches or the firewall into the network. It tells you the node by node performance, latency, jitter, and packet loss in the data center itself.
And would you see maybe regional outages? Like, would you know that this is or could be affecting this other user population of yours in the area?
Yes. So Jennifer, now it comes to regional outages or a global outage, right? It could be service provider outage. It could be an application outage also. Like just a couple of quarters back, we saw a Zoom outage worldwide. Now, AWS was able to quickly detect and notify an IT that there is a Zoom outage. So rather than every individual user opening a ticket, all of a sudden in the morning, I cannot access a Zoom, IT is informed. And we are informing the end users that, hey, there is a Zoom outage globally. So don't open a ticket because it's an outage from a service provider. And same thing for an internet. If there is an internet outage globally or a regional or a city level locations, we can notify an IT so that users don't open a ticket and IT can inform in company wide that, hey, there is an internet outage or an application outage.
That's interesting. So they can save themselves a flood of tickets if whatever my local ISP is and there's a bunch of employees located in this area, if that ISP is having an issue, you can give users a heads up.
Exactly.
Or Microsoft the other day pooping all over everything. And I'm like, why won't this save and open? Somebody had to tell me. See, if I had had this, somebody would have told me, but I didn't have this.
Yes. And it happens all the time. You will see various application outages happening regionally, pockets in the world or worldwide. So it deemed to happen. These are network end of the day. So there will be outages. All it matters is how quickly you can detect, how quickly you are informed, and you know what's the next step of action you do to remediate those issues.
So you mentioned because this ADEM capability is part of Global Protect, and that's connecting me to Palo Alto Networks, a SASE cloud instance. Can I get beyond that Palo Alto Networks instance to whatever maybe public cloud app I'm going to in terms of performance measurement?
Yes, irrespective of where the app is hosted, it could be the public cloud, private application in the data center or in the, let's say, Azure or GCP or AWS, wherever it is hosted. As long as we have a fully qualified domain name or an IP to reach to an application and that is configured, this Global Protect agent running on the end user machine can do end-to-end experience validation and can let you know how the experience is. Just one more thing to add on top of it. It's not about just a continuous test we do to an application. We recently introduced our new capability called as browser-based real user monitoring, which means that even if you have a Prisma Access, which is an enterprise browser on your laptop, and all the web applications you are accessing from your browser, we will be able to give you experience of every single transaction and the interactions user do with an application from the browser. So now I know, let's say I go to salesforce.com, and when I log into the Salesforce, I try to create a service ticket, or I try to upload something or download something or do an interaction on the dashboard, I can give an experience of every single click and transaction, which I do it on that web application. And within an application stack, let's say page number 2 or page number 3 or a particular dashboard or a particular widget does not load, the whole page has loaded, but a widget did not load it and it times out, maybe because the data is heavy, it's being computed and it's coming from a far off location. We can let the end users know as well as an IT know that there is a problem based on browser-based real user metrics, what we collect. And we can tell you whether it's an app side issue or it's a network which is not letting that particular widget or a page not being loaded. So as I said, network layer information all the way from device to an application, and within an application stack, every single transaction and interaction which user do is now monitored to give holistic experience to the end users.
So for the applications that are kind of like behemoths that are served from different areas and different modules and different databases, you're saying you can get down granular past, you know, this service or site isn't answering. You can get a little further into this part of this application is not responding.
Exactly. And many a times on the same applications, right? You would have noticed you are scrolling it down. Let's say you are scrolling an application and you're reading something. And sometimes you would have noticed the web application hangs when you scroll. And then all of a sudden the scroll works. Or sometimes you're typing on an email and all of a sudden there is a buffer text. You see, you don't see something on an email and all of a sudden the buffer text comes out, whatever you have typed. Because when you're accessing the SaaS applications, every time you click and type and you do interaction is interacting with a cloud application. And anything can go wrong, right? From the user to an application. So if any transactions result into a poor experience, we capture that and says that why there is a degraded experience.
So is this RUM capability only available with the Prisma browser, or can you do it if I'm using a third-party browser?
It is also available to the third-party browsers.
Okay.
And how does it know which apps to sort of report on or monitor? Does it auto-magically just kind of know when there's an issue and look at everything? Is it sampling? Do you preload like business or mission-critical applications for it to look at?
So Jennifer, by default, browser-based RUM is enabled on our ADEM product portfolio. So every single web application you access from your browser as a real user traffic, we capture the performance for every single transaction automatically. Now, IT has a full control. They can go and disable a particular domain they don't want to monitor. They can go and remove a particular user they don't want to monitor. But by default, everything which goes on a browser can have an experience monitoring enabled for that.
Okay. But an IT team or other ops team doesn't need to go in and then like set up a bunch of stuff, know which needle in which haystack to be looking for and configure all of that in order to catch it. It's just going to work.
It's all automatic. As soon as you onboard Prisma Access and you have ADEM agent enabled with a Global Protect based on the license, we start getting all the browser-based RAM metrics and start collecting device to application health performance and can do the root causing by correlating the browser-based RAM metrics with the synthetics and tell you that, hey, your page number 3 or scroll did not work because there is a device issue or a Wi-Fi issue or an internet issue.
So, okay, I'm lazy, so I like that. You just said synthetic. Are you guys also like able to fabricate requests or packets or logins and simulate that and send it?
Yes. So as a network admin, they can always enable synthetic because at the end of the day, the browser-based RAM works when the user is actually using an application from the browser.
Yeah.
So it will be very sporadic, right? I'm not accessing or clicking or accessing browsing all the time. So when I'm using it, I'm able to collect that. But synthetic is something called as always on, which means once I enable it, it is continuously simulating a user experience all the way from user device to an application. So now I know the reachability to an application, performance to an application, including the device Wi-Fi, internet, and the hub-by-hub performance of an internet service provider.
So are you using the ADEM capability on an end user's device to run these synthetic tests, or do you sort of set up, you know, sort of fake instances of users and run these tests, or both?
So Drew, it is multiple options available. We have multiple vantage points. First one is on the end users itself. You have a Global Protect, you are securely connecting to Prisma Access, ADEM gets turned on based on the license and one-click configuration, ADEM is enabled. Mm-hmm. We also have it natively integrated in our Prisma SD-WAN, which means our SASE solution, when Prisma SD-WAN is connected to Prisma Access or a data center or a direct access, it is again natively integrated into the Prisma SD-WAN operating system. The third vantage point is we have our ADEM agents automatically orchestrated on all the cloud hosted POP locations worldwide. Mm-hmm. And these are 100 plus locations our ADEM agent is running, automatically orchestrated. Customer don't need to do anything. Once these agents are orchestrated, we are also running a test from those POP locations to an application. That means closest to an application. So we are eliminating all the hops from the user to in the middle. So we know that it's an actual application outage or not. So you get better signals because you're running the test from the cloud locations, which is closest to an application. So multiple vantage points.
So you are collecting a lot of data. Where is it going and how does it show up for either a network engineer, a security engineer, even maybe your app dev team?
So all the data is continuously collected and streamed to our cloud service. We have a platform which is Strata Cloud Manager, and ADEM can be accessed to Strata Cloud Manager platform. When IT logs in, they can get organization-wide view. How is all the users and all the application performing in my network? They also can get to per application view. How is a specific application performing for all the users? And then they can drill down to a single user. How is the overall user experience for all the application user is accessing? As well as per user, per device, and per application. That means for Ankur, I know that my MacBook, how is an experience for Ankur for a MacBook for a specific application? So I can go as granular as possible to per user, per device, and per application.
So Ankur, your lazy new friend over here has a question. So could I or an admin configure automagical alerting or ticketing? If it's this application or this group of things, could I send it off and let this team or person know? And if it's a network issue over here, could I have it initiate a ticket or do something or give visibility to the right team?
Yes, because Jennifer, if you look at it, right, nobody is sitting these days on the dashboards all the time.
What? There aren't people that just sit there and do that all day?
Because see, IT wants to do more with less.
Yeah.
So the intent is that once we detect an issue, right, and then there is a larger outage or larger users are being impacted either because of auth issue or a DNS issue or an application outages, internet outages, we automatically notify an IT and users and IT can configure who wants to receive those notifications. We can send them an email. We also have an integration with ServiceNow. It's a bi-directional integration, which means that once we detect an issue, we can open a ticket with the ServiceNow. And as and when progress is made on the ServiceNow, we can pull the ServiceNow status back onto the Strata Cloud Manager ADEM dashboard. So I can tell what's happening on that ticket. So either users get IT get an email or they can also raise a ticket onto the service now.
Okay. That's a shut up and take my money right there. So you don't have to go log into five places to see a ticket status for various things. That's actually pretty cool.
So we mentioned application acceleration in our introduction. I want to dig into that a little bit. What do you mean by application acceleration and how does that happen?
Yeah, I would say even before we jump into that, right, as Ankur was explaining how ADEM is collecting all these incredible metrics from the device level, from the network level, intermittent router level, even his neighbor's access point level, it's highlighting a very key point. The key point is, if you look at it from the lens of an IT person, right, you have the responsibility to grant a seamless high throughput experience to your workforce. But they are connecting from segments of the internet that they don't own or control, the employees.
Yep.
Some connect from Starbucks, some connect from airport, or even
Ankur's neighbor's house. We don't own that.
Right? And what this means is, like, if it's happening in your corporate headquarters, you know that you can install an access point. But what happens if it happens elsewhere, right? That presents a new challenge. And this is where I believe Palo Alto's platformization strategy presents a holistic approach to our customers. We are measuring, because if you just look at the North Star, you only optimize what you measure. And there, ADEM is playing a significant role collecting critical points that are necessary to understand where gaps are present and where all we can improve, which is great. But then what do we do with it? If Ankur tells you, hey, your access point is bad, you have high packet loss, what does that mean? What we wanted to do as Palo Alto was, we also want to arm our customers, in this case, customers IT, with another solution called App Acceleration. In App Acceleration, what we did was, in real time, as users are consuming different applications, we are measuring different metrics that comes from what type of device you are connecting from, what operating system you are running, and what network you're connecting from, right? We call this like the network context, device context, and more importantly, app context. Why is this important? I'll give you a small example, right? If you think about an operating system, Linux operating system would have a very high performance index because it doesn't have the burden of a rich UI. And contrast that with the Windows operating system. Windows operating system has rich UI, so its performance, the pressure on the CPU is way higher to render things that they are not really that high when it comes to performance, like a Linux application. Why is that important? If you don't understand what operating system they're coming from, that means that we can't even know what is the ideal way to deliver the maximum performance to different applications. It's like when somebody is coming on a fast car, you want a less congested route. Uh-huh. When somebody is coming on, say, Prius, you want a more economic route. It makes sense, right? That's not how highways are rendered. The same way applications are also built in a way that different applications have different requirements. If you're downloading a large file, you want high throughput. If you're clicking on a SaaS application, you want low latency. And as simple as that, if you lack the context, how will you deliver a superior performance, right? So going back to your question about app acceleration and what we are doing to tackle this, the way we started this approach was, we first looked at all the applications, like top 100 applications that are used by our customers across the belt. Uh-huh. Before we jumped into it, we measured how latency is distributed end-to-end from the device all the way to the backend application. And what we found was a staggering 90% of the latency was occurring inside the application. Jennifer, for example, she pointed out a very critical thing, right? She was saying that, hey, what if some part of the widget is kind of loading slowly and that's causing a poor experience? Our ADEM would capture that using our Prisma Access browser, which is fantastic. But with App Acceleration, what we do is, we would already understand this particular widget is taking a longer time compared to the rest of the widgets. So what do? We then go ahead and pre-compute that widget for Jennifer when she's accessing that page, even before she navigates to that page. All of a sudden, for the first time, doesn't matter whether the user is sitting in US or on the other side of the globe, for the first time with App Acceleration, what we are delivering is a globally consistent performance SLA. And we are also decoupling your dependency on how far you are sitting from your application. So inside our security stack, we have bots that are constantly measuring how different features are being leveraged by your workforce. And then we also learn what APIs are heavy based on the response time that we get from the application. And then we create a heat map. And this enables our bots to pre-compute portions of the app that are heavily relevant for the user even before they ask for it.
So let's say JJ is usually working in Salesforce. She opens up Salesforce in her browser. The ADEM client is assuming, I know JJ is going to, at some point in her workflow, summon this particular page or this particular widget. So you're firing off that signal to make that happen before she gets there? Or how is this working?
That's a great question, Drew. So we wanted to have what we call intellectual honesty embedded in each of our product, right? We don't want each of the products to bias each other's lens, if you will. So ADEM, its allegiance is only to highlight gaps where there are problems, right? It is trying to purely say, hey, these are the places where you have problems. Application acceleration, on the other hand, does the opposite. As users are consuming different applications, we are measuring or we are calculating the heat map so that we can, in real time, pre-compute certain features so that ADEM can verify that independently that it has gotten better without having to talk to each other. So that's a way to say, you enable app acceleration, my things have gotten better, but you don't have to look at app acceleration to tell you that, right? But you can look at ADEM, which will measure and say, hey, your performance throughput has gone up by 5x for these applications.
Oh. Is app acceleration then a capability sort of outside the ADEM client? Is it being delivered somewhere else? I guess I'm confused about the relationship.
So ADEM has the burden of collecting metrics from all these places on the internet, right? I would say, good luck to you, Ankur, because that challenge keeps going up, right? For us, we have the luxury of just sitting in the cloud. So we are an add-on to Prisma Access. So any customer of Prisma Access can simply turn on a switch. It's as simple as flipping a switch. And Drew, what I wanted to also, in this point, highlight two things here for you is, if you think about customers today, the game is about reducing blind spots, right? So ADEM does a great job of reducing blind spots from the browser, from the agent, or from the client and from the interim nodes. What we are also now adding or enriching ADEM is we are reducing blind spot from the API interaction that's happening on an app by app level. So when we are trying to send a packet to you, say you're downloading a large file from Google Drive or OneDrive, and it's taking a long time for, say, JJ, but it's not taking a long time for you, right? Mm-hmm. How is that possible? Because both of you are downloading the same file, same size. One person is having a bad experience, the other person is not. Even if ADEM tells you that JJ is having, say, a high packet loss, what does that mean? For the first time, we are arming our IT, in this case, our customer's IT, with data that happens on an app-by-app level, where we would say, hey, these customers are having very high packet loss, or these subpopulation is experiencing high jitter, right? And instead of simply giving all these metrics as packet loss, packet corruption, and jitter, we are creating a compound metric called Connection Stability Index.
Connection Stability Index. Okay.
CSI. I like it.
CSI. Exactly. I mean, it's a pun that, you know, as a geek, I enjoy. But and it's also like kind of giving you that real-time forensics. But what we do is we actually now tell the IT that, hey, app acceleration is still helping you for the subpopulation of users who are having a poor connectivity, poor stability index for connection. But as an IT, you should be looking at these people because they are consistently having like a very high packet loss, for instance. Mm-hmm. So now they can not just go and take a packet capture and they don't have to spend a lot of time. They can come to our dashboard and they can look at it and they can say, hey, for these apps, these subpopulation of users are consistently bad and they have poor index, and they can create an access point. They can install an access point, or they can tell the users what to do. And they can also confirm that with ADEM independently. So it puts them in a very powerful position as compared to chasing the problem. Now they are ahead of the problem, right? They can tell the customers, we know why you had these problems accessing ServiceNow or downloading a large SMB file, mm-hmm. because you had poor connection stability. And we have enabled app acceleration, which means your throughput has gone up from X to, say, 5X. But you can still make it better if you move your laptop close by to a Wi-Fi, or if you're in the enterprise space, we can install a new access point. Right. So it's not guessing anymore and not shooting arrows in the dark, but being very precise about how you attack the problem.
Okay, so I want to make sure I understand that what you're saying is this application acceleration capability is available inside the Prisma Access Cloud. And then I can also use ADEM essentially to keep Palo Alto Networks honest to say, hey, I turned on this application acceleration feature. Am I seeing an improvement?
Exactly. Right. Because we want customers to confirm the truth from multiple point of view, if you will. Mm-hmm. And we can use this app acceleration for SD-WAN. We can use app acceleration for Prisma Access or for Prisma SASE. And okay. It's simply as simple as flipping a switch.
Got it.
And Subbu, I was really curious to hear what you were going to say about this, because, you know, when we talk about app acceleration on the networking side, you know, we think of like dropping ACK packets or proxying and caching stuff, or if you've got, you know, two ends of a tunnel, you know, compressing that data. But you guys are doing stuff well beyond that that's pretty interesting. So it sounds like ADEM gives you visibility. And if you can mitigate or address the things through that data path or on that endpoint, that's great. And then app acceleration kind of gives you a little bit of user experience control over the part you can't control in that equation, which is somebody else's application.
Yeah, I would say your understanding is right. So in terms of measuring, ADEM is your friend, right? ADEM independently tells you what's happening under the hood. Why is your experience good or why is your experience bad? App acceleration is a solution. It kicks in to remedy the underlying problem, right? And the way we understand that is we would know that, hey, this particular user is having a bad connectivity because their Wi-Fi is bad, as an example. So we would optimize for throughput. So we boost the throughput for those users. If the user is connecting to an app, say ServiceNow or Salesforce or any heavy application, then we switch gear and then we pre-compute those APIs. So now the user would now have a very low response time and low latency, so they can now experience their application without compromising security.
I mean, it sounds like ADEM has a lot of juicy information potentially in it for people to use. Who in the organization has access to it, or who owns it, manages it, deploys it? Like, what other profiles might have access into it for visibility? What are you seeing from your customers?
Yeah, so Jennifer, if you look at it, right, ADEM is just not giving us digital experience for a user and an application. It solves a couple of use cases. And based on the use case, there are personas who look into that. So for an example, a device, Wi-Fi, local network, internet, or an application issues. Whenever end users have an issue, the first point of contact is IT help desk, because the ticket goes to them. They are the tier one help desk support people, and they wanted to understand where the problem is. Before, tier one help desk used to escalate every issues because they have no visibility where the problem is, right? Before ADEM. So they used to forward the ticket to the L2 team, the L3 teams, and sometimes the security and an app teams, and it takes a lot of time. Now the IT help desk understand where the issue is and either let the user know where the problem is or escalate it to the right team. So the first set of use case and the persona is an IT help desk. Uh-huh. The second is, because we are doing browser-based real user monitoring also, we can tell you the issue is within an application stack itself. So there is an application app admin persona who can look into it and say that where is the problem in my application. We also have done deeper integrations with UCaaS applications such as Zoom and Microsoft Teams. So even the UCaaS personas, in here at Palo Alto Networks, we have a dedicated team who is responsible for Zoom, and they report the success of Zoom deployment in our own organization. So we provide metrics of how many call quality that happen in a day or in last 30 days, what's the call quality, how many call quality is good, poor, and what's the reason. So there is an app admin persona, UCaaS admin persona, IT help desk. Also, we detect issues if an application access is because of security policy or because of a threat seen in the network by the user traffic. So there is a security admin persona who can also look at why user is not able to access an app. So when IT help desk sees that, everything is looking healthy, but we say that it's a security policy. Obviously, IT help desk do not have access to change an act security policy or look at a security policy, but we do highlight it's a security policy issue. So now IT help desk can route a ticket to the security admin, and security admin can look at exactly which security rule they need to change, or if there is a threat, how can they remediate that? So I will say an IT help desk as a persona, security admin, application admin, also a network admin, because if it's an auth issue or if it's a DNS issue, it's a routing issue, which we can highlight if there is a path which is not the right path to reach an application, a network admin persona also can take an action.
Okay, so I'm imagining a lot of these solutions, like an infrastructure or a security team could deploy it, and then they could just give the right level of access to these different personas and be like, yo, help desk, don't escalate this to me anymore.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, it probably does truly offload a lot of that ticket escalation.
With a role-based access control, the right persona can get the right set of information immediately.
Yeah, I had one customer that it was networking related and stuff just like was not working well. And finally, they gave me access into their ticketing system. And what I realized was happening is like the NOC team that triaged, like the user request, right, needed to escalate to people that were not in that ticketing platform. So the tickets were just, they just stopped.
And believe me or not, it takes some time. The ticket escalations and the back and forth it happens between different teams, who is responsible and who should be fixing this issue, that itself sometimes take hours. And I've seen taking days also. It keeps going from an IT help desk to L2 admin to the security admin to an IAM admin to an app admin and comes back to the IT help desk. Hey, the problem is on the user side. So all this is eliminated.
Yeah, I mean, the common complaint for network engineers is they get the blame, even if it's an application fault. And now it sounds like they have a little bit more insight into actual application performance to say the network path is fine. And here's the proof of that. And here's also some proof from our real-time user monitoring from the browser that actually it seems like an application problem.
Yeah, so Drew, it's all about proving the innocence.
Yeah, MTTI.
Yes, MTTI. The sooner you prove it, you know that which team has to fix it. That results into quick mean time to remediation.
I feel like we dug in pretty deeply to ADEM and there's some interesting stuff here, but unfortunately we are running out of time. Ankar or Subbu, any other final thoughts you want to leave us with before we close?
Yeah, I want to say delivering top app performance is not just a top priority for Palo Alto Networks, but it is also a top priority for enterprise app makers, which is why we wanted to not just do app acceleration silo, but we are doing that by partnering with top app makers. We are building an app ecosystem where we are working with top apps like ServiceNow, SFDC, Google to deliver the best app experience to our users. And we want to expand that to hundreds of apps so that our customers can use ADEM and App Acceleration and Prisma Access to deliver the most secure and the fastest SASE experience to their workforce.
Well, fantastic. If folks want to learn more about autonomous digital experience management from Palo Alto Networks, where should they go?
So they should go to paloaltonetworks.com/SASE/ADEM.
Okay, that's paloaltonetworks.com/SASE/ADEM, ADEM. Ankar and Subbu, thank you for joining us. It was a great conversation. Thank you to Palo Alto Networks for being a sponsor of Packet Protector. And thanks to you for listening to Packet Protector. If you have a topic you want us to cover, you can find us on LinkedIn or at packetpushers.net/community, where you can join our free Slack channel with other IT and security pros. If you have a comment, a correction, or a question, you can reach out to us at packetpushers.net/FU. The FU is for follow-up, and we really do appreciate when listeners reach out and we do respond. As always, eat your security vegetables.